Welcome to Knowledge of Salvation podcast. My name is Vytautas, and for those who newly come into this channel and this podcast, it is all about teaching wisdom, knowledge, wisdom and knowledge from Word of God. When the Lord gives me prophetic dreams or visions to give warning or encouragement for people, and of course about world events, what is happening right now in the world, this podcast information can benefit current and upcoming generations ahead to show how culture and civilization will invest into a more healthy one. And of course, all I'm going to be speaking about in this podcast is not to harm or offend anyone, it's simply topics from my experience and from doing studying and research that will expand as years go on, so observe everything that they say very carefully. Now, in this, you know, like this world, it's extremely easy to get lost in this literally world that's collapsing before our eyes, you know. And that's the thing, though, anyone that's gonna tell you that, oh, it's gonna be normal, it's not coming back normal. Like, you have just look around, and one thing I noticed again, and probably it's like in some places it's depicted as Stockholm syndrome, in other places it's depicted like ignorance. The thing has different descriptions, but I noticed this in many people since when the specific movie came out, like, let me actually quickly see, came this movie, and again, many people like it now, some people not really, you know, the expectations, everybody have different ones. But this movie, No Way Home, you know, Spider-Man, which again, I did my own take about that one. I can't remember the podcast that I did, but it was a lot of depiction about Satanic Kingdom, 7-year tribulation with Antichrist. Whether people seen it or did not seen it, subliminal messages, which I assume only the ones who are taking heat will notice that. And I assume even the cast of the whole script now even probably did not observe these things. Some maybe did, but probably they now just went along, you know, because of course, you know, family and finances in the line. But the movie came December 17, and I noticed now it was probably one of the biggest in USA, I think, if I'm not correctly, opening of the cinema, you know, after all this plague of 2 years. And people really having hard time to take a break from the whole Babylonian world system. And literally what it showed, and again, I'm not against the movies now or anything, you know, I think, you know, like, they can be quite educational if they're done properly, according Word of God. Of course, it can be different topics, but still. But it really shows, and other things, you know, and events, you know, constantly, it's like a bunch of stuff, you know, all this worldly lifestyle of dissipation really, really showed who in love with the world and who are done with the world. It really, these past 2 years and moment afterwards really showed who glorifying world and who glorifying God and putting him first, and it really again now, like, it crystallized. And right now with economy collapsing, these rumors of war, and Christ, by the way, said himself, actually, you know what I think is the best opening would be for this podcast if you go directly to Matthew 24. And take heed of this, people, because this is happening right now. It's depicted, now he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, so it's Matthew 24, I'm starting from verse 3. So disciples came to him, to Jesus Christ, privately, saying, tell us when these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age. So So what's going to be valuation, or what's going to be? And of course, I studying, because again, that's what Holy Spirit gave me. You know, again, you have to bring this to Holy Spirit, to the Lord God, of course, pray to Jesus Christ, and you have to bring it to Him. This is how it was real for me, because I studied King James Version. It was too hard, and Holy Spirit, okay, New King James Version, but still do checking, you know, with King James Version. So I both of them matter, King James Version and New King James Version, both of them matter. So it's depicted, and Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ.'" And we see like blast of this, like I would say since 2015, like many of these like quoting messiahs rose up now, like, and even I saw like one or two cult even movements of that stuff, and it's like, whoa, you better stay away from that one. So again, Christ said, "Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars." What you're seeing right now, rumors of Third World War, rumors of wars between, what it was like lastly, between Ukraine and Russia, which again, I covered that stuff pretty, like, very largely, really. And Holy Spirit gave confirmations, you know, and you better watch out what you're saying. People, you better make sure that you know the facts. Then again, there's rumors of wars when it's Iraq situation. Some rumors with the Turkey, rumors with the Israel, rumors between who it was next. It's China and Taiwan, I think. Is that where it is? China, Taiwan. Because that's a bunch of information. I think that's where it is, you know. Yeah, there's that conflict. Yep. So yeah, those rumors of wars, you know. USA also mingling, you know, with this new administration and stuff. Again, I'm not talking about simple people. I'm talking about specific individuals in government ranks. Because, of course, in the government's also not all people are bad. So all these rumors of wars now happen. And like I said, see that you are not troubled. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, meaning rumors of wars, specific area in time and space, has to occur and be fulfilled, meaning that time gap must come to an end, and it will come to an end, but it will come to an end when Christ is not yet here. So what that means, meaning the church will see it, and we're seeing it as the church belongs to Christ, the bride, those who are committing their lives to Christ and doing the word of God, and accepting Him as your Lord and Savior, and believing in Him. And again, believe is not just faith, you're doing the word of God, because it's also commit your life to Christ. And rejecting Mark of the Beast, which is current sting operations, at least one way of it, and 100% technology is going to be made far more advanced now, and gonna be probably some other shape or form without which you cannot buy or sell, but nevertheless it's still, you know, that depiction fits there. So again, all these things must come to pass, these rumors of wars, and see that you're not troubled. Many coming and saying that they are Christ, but they are not. I think I heard, like, I can't remember which is this country, like somewhere from Middle East, I can't remember which one it is, but it's someone depicted that, oh, they now waiting for their Messiah, but the thing is, they're depicting it as about a man, not about Jesus Christ. So all these things happening right now, like in the past year, including with this Abraham Accords, you know, like in that Abraham house, know what's happening, you know, in Middle East with this pop, which literally Satanism rising. So it's depicted further, Christ saying, "For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom," which happening right now, including with NATO involved, with all this chaos, you know, like, it's just arming literally for massive World War III, which is not yet here, but preparation is happening in active stage now. And fully depicted. So again, for nation rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, Jesus Christ said, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Now, for those who don't know what these words are, famine is extreme scarcity of food, meaning shortage of food. And pestilence means a fatal epidemic disease, especially bubonic plague. So it's plague, which what you're seeing right now. Shortage of food, in some countries you're already seeing that stuff. It's literally starting. And if you think now is bad, believe me, you don't want to be left behind the tribulation. You won't commit your life to Christ and be raptured when time's coming, because it's coming extremely quickly. Alright, you don't want to be left behind. You want to get right with Jesus Christ. Sin no more. Study Word of God, that you would have oil, which is Word of God, and you have to do it. Again, like I mentioned multiple times in the past podcast, what fits for pump worker or plumber or pipe worker not gonna fit for artist. Same thing, what's fitting for artist not gonna be fitting for plumber or pipe worker. You have to realize the area you appointed from the Lord and operate in that area as best as you can by doing Word of God and still studying it and applying it. Including character-wise, how you're behaving with your wife, how you're behaving with your children, how you're behaving with your co-workers, how you're behaving with your neighbors, how you're behaving with the strangers. All of it. All of these things matter. Now, further depict, again, famines, there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Let's take for retrospective that. Earthquakes in 2021, year past, list of earthquakes. And of course, I believe, you know, that it wasn't, you know, a lot now, but here's it shows. Approximate epicenters of earthquakes. This actually quite a lot, and number by magnitude earthquakes. 2021, 4 to 4.9, as I understand, magnitude, 14,649 earthquakes in 2021, which in a map it shows north of Canada, USA, I think it's near California. Including Panama Canal, you know, that like shortage, you know, the connecting North and South America. South America, all this range of the mountains. In the Africa, middle of Africa, La Palma, of course, there was like significant, the whole world was watching. It even shows in Spain, literally bunch. Including it's going through south of Asia, in China, including it shows, and even, by the way, a woman of my life who is in Philippines, you know, even she was telling me that there was like three earthquakes right there, you know, but of course everybody were safe down there, thank glory to God. Japan, now, not so long ago, there was in Japan, even there, 2022 now, there was as well, if I remember correctly, near Australia, one that I think there was even a warning for California for tsunami, you know, like literally bunch. So 14,643 from 4 to 4.9, from 5 to 5.9, 2,046, from 6 to 6.9, 141, from 7 to 7.9, 16, and from 8 to 8.9, 3. So it's bunch, just 2021 alone, and that's very eye opening. Now I can again. I think even before that, you know, like for example, will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in other places. Now, you have to realize that pestilence is depicted, of course, plague, but in Word of God, plague is not just only like disease plague. Plague, it can be even plagues, for example, judgment by fire, which was wildfires, Australia, and including, if I remember correctly, California wildfires, which was just horrific. I think 2022 was, if I remember correctly, but anyway. And I remember clearly when there was with these mandates now happening, like when it was, I can't remember the year, but not so long ago, I think year from now, now like in that gap of time. I remember clearly that in Australia, these specific officials were now talking about it. And right when they were talking about it was massive earthquake. And by the way, it happened on tectonic plate, not in edge of two of them. So it was literally a warning for Australian government to stop doing what is against the word of God. Pay attention. God will relent stuff, and that's why there was also wildfire. God is not pleased what he's seeing happening, and you better people pay attention, and even worldwide into that. And that's the same thing now how it's depicted, that Babylon gonna be destroyed in 1 hour, which is USA. Well, of course it's northern South America, because it's 1/3 of land, if I remember correctly, trees gonna be perished, and but of course, what were depicted as people, so it's very, you know, very sad, and it's depicted that the rest of the world seeing this thing, seeing this judgment from the Lord, and still not going to repent from their sins and not doing more wickedly. So even before that stuff happens with USA, even now God's showing you with all these things happening around the world, stop committing evil. Depart from wickedness while you still have a chance through Jesus Christ. And further depicted, Christ saying, so all these things, so again, what? Rumors of wars, nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences, plagues of many kinds, earthquakes in various places. All these, Christ said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. So it's just the beginning what you're seeing right now, what's going to be. This is just a taste how bad going to be in tribulation period when it comes. Further depicted. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations. By the way, murdering is not only physical, but it's depicted in the Word of God. It's also when you're hating someone. And it tells you here, you know, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. So for Jesus Christ's sake, because you're choosing doing the word of God, there's going to be multiple situations where you're going to be hated by literally a huge chunk of population, because you're serving Christ and you're following him. And actually I'm seeing it even happening right now, even through brothers and sisters in Christ worldwide. Not surprising. God exactly, literally, he warned about this Christ. And he told, you know, that if you cannot leave your father, mother, brother, sister, meaning if you attach to this world too much, you are not worthy of Christ. Makes sense. Because and one of these things, you know, that the ones who in the world, meaning the ones who still in darkness, don't know the truth, not abiding God, not abiding Christ, they gonna hear only the ones who also are in the same end. Meaning the ones who still in darkness, still in the world, still holding on the world, still holding on, normal, gonna come back. But the ones who truly committed their life to Christ, world, the ones who in the world, not gonna hear them. Further depicted, Christ saying further, and then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, which I actually see it even right now. it escalates to ridiculous proportions. But you have people understand this, you know, when someone's saying like, oh, these prosperity teachers, well, if someone tells that something in the comment doesn't, it's false prophet. But if person says a template from Word of God that you have to be doer of Word of God, and it's responsibility on you and it's your situation, and person not telling the pattern of his life, but telling you literally what's in Word of God, and you have yourself study Word of God, that one is not prosperity teacher. That's simply person who know what works, area that he appointed is different than you are appointed. So as long as you're coming back to Word of God, that person is not prosperity teacher. You have to, that's why you have to observe carefully Word of God, so you would be not deceived and you would be able to determine, okay, that's false prophet, okay, that's okay, that person leading back to the Word of God, because that's what Christ said, now like, lead them to him and he will give them the rest. Christ will give you the rest. And when he gonna come back, on his time on his robe, gonna be written the Word of God. And the Word of God, so Jesus Christ, to understand him, you have to understand the Word of God and apply it. Makes sense. Further depicted. And because lawlessness will abound and the love of many will grow cold. What you're seeing right now. Lawlessness abound. And now more than ever I've seen majority of population focusing into vanity things. Now, there's a difference as Holy Spirit revealed to me in a private way, that if you put in God first and you've done your work through the day and you have, for example, 2 hours of free time after work is done for the Lord in whatever area he appointed you to, you have full right to rest as long as you not idolizing that, even if it's vanity. But you know that, okay, it's just for resting purposes, resting time done, you feel rejuvenated, it's done. That's the healthiest way to do resting time after the war for the Lord. But the difference comes now when that vanity thing becomes you more important than doing work for the Lord. That is the trouble. Now, further depicted. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. So, the way what's here depicted, that looks like this. You have to endure these times. Wars, rumors of wars, not being troubled. Nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences, earthquakes. You're seeing occurring these spiritual, you know, like killings, which actually in Taliban, that's exactly what was depicted in Taliban. What was people in whose phones found Word of God. It's just, you know, even hard for me to speak about these things. So these things we've seen here. And hating, you know, for Christ's name's sake, you have to endure these things. Many offended. And that's the thing when I noticed, I noticed this thing. I speak in the truth and some individuals being offended because, and I don't know why, but I get it, you know, because it's literally specific spirit of lying. And this Antichrist spirit in the world, and it hates the truth. And that's where it is now. That's how Satan deceives multitudes now. And it's, you know, only God knows how to reach these people. All we can do is do what is righteous according to the Word of God. So all these hatings you have to endure. False prophets you have to endure. No trust in false prophets. Test everything through Word of God. Bring everything to the Lord. Test all things. Test all spirits. Lawlessness. Love of many. Like literally people... huge chunk of population being cold-hearted, meaning almost cutting off from emotions. You have those things to endure, is depicted, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. And of course, further was depicted, because I believe all of this matters, all of this. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may be not in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation. When going to be great tribulation? On the winter, in the winter, or on the Sabbath. Now, winter. As this, for example, right now, because these things are happening right now. 2022. Winter. It starts officially, according to this calendar, on, where it is? Thursday. December 1st. It says, so again, I'm not gonna bring dates now, but that's the thing, people, like, you have to be ready every single day for Christ. And it's depicted. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world. Until this time, no, nor even shall be, and unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. So God will quicken the times. That's why we see all these things converging right now and quickening. Because God simply had enough. And he's quickening times now. So don't be surprised that in a month happening almost huge things, what in the prior times would be happening through the whole year. Because if God would not do this now, then no flesh would be saved. Because all these things has to come to pass according to how it's depicted in prophecy. And therefore, that's exactly why God quickening time, so the church would be saved, raptured. Those who are truly committing their lives to Christ and truly following Christ. And in order to do that, you have to yourself study the Word of God yourself, not to other people. Now, further depicted. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets, by the way, in the Word of God depicted from small c Christs, so it's false gods, will rise, false prophets will rise, and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. And glory to God, because I've seen one brother in Christ, and again, I totally understand, maybe he thought it's real, but what he showed apparently was deception. And you have to, even when you watch videos, you have to discern everything and bring everything to the Lord God. Because I realize now, more you're spending time in the Word, more you're serving the Lord God and focusing on Him first, very often, He will reveal things ahead of time. Will you say, like, don't even participate in that stuff. That's vanity. And you're not going to hear the voice, but you will know through the Spirit that God put in your body, knowledge through Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit reveals truth. You will just know. It's instant knowledge. So, see, I have told you beforehand, Christ said, for it depicted. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning, so take heed at this, how Christ is going to come. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Flashing from the east to the west. Flash. Coming of the Son of Man. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. What that means? That means wherever you who commit your life to Christ are, whether you on Empire State Building, just observing town or having like free time, whether you're sleeping in a bed, whether you're working in the field, whether you are in a car driving, which I think dangerous if people with you not yet saved through Christ, so make sure that they are. You better explain to them the seriousness of situation so they would not be left behind and having car accident. Whether you're flying on a plane, whether you're in a train, it's just going to be horrific, because you have to understand, people, that if you are in those situations and you're not saved through Christ, and if there's no driver and the driver raptured, you don't want to be found in that situation. That's how serious this is. Wherever you're going to be, it's depicted that wherever you are, you will be gathered. And I think like one of the podcasts after this one, four already prepared, two prior days, I have one specific where it's depicted in specific verses about the rapture. Although I think it's from Old Testament, but it's still literally, clearly depicts it. And that's how Holy Spirit reveals things. Now, further depicted in further verses, Matthew 24 from 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, which ironical part, of course, is meteorized asteroids. But Elon Musk launched all these satellites that called Starlink. So most likely that's how it's going to be looking. Those satellites are going to be dropping. Now I'm not saying there's going to be no meteorites or asteroids. There's probably going to be all of it. But again, you know, like interesting, you know, like that's exactly happening also right now. It's already here in the orbit. Huge chunk of it. So stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. What that is, well, magnetic pole, magnetic field, ozone layer, like all these elements that surround the earth, going to be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, which, by the way, Holy Spirit, Lord God and Jesus Christ, revealed to me, I think, like, what is now, like, 2 weeks ago, probably, I think, if I remember correctly. I heard the trumpet, glory to God, okay. You know, again, I told him, you know, because I had already four, and I speak about these rapture visions in 259 podcasts, I think, for four visions of rapture. And I told him, I'm good. He showed me also the trumpet vision. Okay, glory to God. You know, I'm happy. You know, when it comes. You know, but till that comes, we have to do the work for Him every single day, serving Him. And He will send His angels with a great sound of trumpet, and they will gather together His elect, those who commit their life to Christ, accept Him as Lord and Savior, believe that what he did on a cross, atonement for our souls, washing away our sins, his burial, resurrection, ascending to heaven. In him you have eternal life. You choose him sin no more. Fully doing, observing carefully, and doing all God commandments, statutes, laws, and judgments in the context of the covenant of Jesus Christ. Sinning no more, again, like I mentioned. And you rejecting mark of the beast, current sting operations, whether it's going to be patches, smart tattoos, ID marks, whatever the case, with interfacing with your body without which you cannot buy or sell. Mark of the Beast. You do those things, reject Mark of the Beast, you are his elect, he is your Lord and Savior, and you're being raptured when time comes. It's depicted. And they will gather, Lord God angels, with great sound of trumpet will come, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds from one end of heaven to the other, meaning all around the earth. So, it's going to be literally a rescue mission by the angels from Lord God. Well, from what rescue? From 7-year period tribulation, where all wrath of God released, and about that depicted in Revelation book. If I remember correctly, how they depicted bowls, trumpets, and I think seals. But they called pre-tribulation seals. And again, some people said, well, it's still to come. How it looks right now, as ridiculous as it sounds, if you would personally ask me, I think we're already in the seals. We're already seeing these things happening. Now, I'm not saying all of them already happened. I'm not saying even like half of it. But for example, Crown and Bow, with this plague past 2 years, and toxin that being injected into people, we've seen that in like almost more than a year. Like, I think it's almost even 2 years. And I already many times described what it is, you know, in that stuff. You know, let's just put it in simple terms, you know, it's genocide / satanic ritual. Again, I'm not here to convince people. If I wouldn't know the things for a fact what it is, because this is about facts, I wouldn't tell them. And I'm telling you what it is. No, it's witchcraft, occultism, satanic ritual / genocide. And if I remember correctly, after end of using that, 6 months, if I remember, from 6 months to year, some people even said 2 years, but again, let's not speculate here, specific amount of time, it's function ending. What that means now you are a target. To what? Even small things are extremely dangerous for immunity because immunity being compromised. Let's put it that way. Amongst all other things that are there, just including susceptibility for demonic possession. Let's put it that way. Now, further depicted. Now learn this parable from the fig tree when its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves. You know that summer is near, so you also, when you see all these things. What all these things? Let's go back. What are all these things? Rumors of wars, nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. Many people offended, many people hating each other. You see killings for Christ's name's sake. False prophets rising, lawlessness abounding, love of many growing cold. Emotional, literally, no emotional responses starting occurring in people. Kingdom of gospel of the kingdom being preached to all world as witness, word of God, to all world being told where it is, what's now happening, what's coming, that Christ is coming back. You need to commit your life to Him while you have time. Follow Him daily. Pick up your cross and follow Him daily. We see abomination of desolation, spoken by Daniel the prophet, him standing in a holy place where actually you are the temple of Holy Spirit. And through whatever being injected is specific technology which connected to 5G and AI grid, and they're turning on these antennas now, whatever is going to come, like full force. And it's going to be transmitting artificial intelligence directly to your brain. So it's actually would be looking as Antichrist standing in the temple. AI as Antichrist, meaning it's not a person. It's false God standing in body of this temple of Holy Spirit. That's how Holy Spirit revealed to me. Again, some people have like, oh, it's going to be physical in our temple. Maybe. Maybe. But what if not? So when all you see all these things happening, and abomination desolation happening, and all these things occurring, you know, with these wars, you know, like all these, what's now happening? And saying, oh, Christ is there, Christ is here. Like, oh, you should go there, you know. False prophets. Signs, no wonders, no, like, oh, there's a miracle, oh, this is happening there, oh, it's happening in this church, oh, it's happening in that church. Again, I'm not saying, no, it's fake, you know. There's some legit, you know, miracles. I 100% believe it. God moves even right now. Like, He moved in my life last night. Glory to God. But you have to be very careful. So when you see all of these things happening, know that it is near at the doors. What is near at the doors? The rapture. Jesus Christ coming for his church, the rapture, and starting of 7-year period tribulation. At the doors. It's near. Assuredly I said to you, Christ said, this generation, what is generation? Our generation, will by no, because it's speaking about the generation where these things are going to be happening, and it's happening in our generation right now. This generation, assuredly I said to you, Christ said, this generation will by no means pass away, meaning it's not going to be perishing, till all these things take place, including Christ coming with a flash and rapturing his people. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words, Christ said, will by no means pass away. So we have to realize that in Revelation depicted that fire and heat going to be consumed on literally all elements. 3,600 degrees Celsius on the surface of the earth. And you better than anyone know that, especially those who are scientists now, like you, like all the people hiding in bunkers know what's going to be saved there. You realize that if the surface, in order the surface to be heated, it's even hotter in the depths, including in the same bunkers. So you're not going to be saving your bunkers, no matter where you're going to be hiding. You better get right with Christ and commit your life to him while you have chance. Because you see these things happening. Further depicted. But of that day, rapture. It's talking about rapture. That verge and tribulation started. That specific day of rapture. But of that day, an hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only, meaning Lord God. So even Jesus Christ don't know that. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, yet by the way, people say, look, oh, it's 40 days. No, no, 40 days and 40 nights was raining, but actual flood was for all, if I'm really like year and like 7 days or something like that, but like it's little bit more than a year. Earth was covered with water. Only survived what was in the ark, which was, if I remember correctly, animal like pairs of female and male. Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives, if I remember correctly. So, again, for as in the days before the flood, Noah times, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. So, marrying is, let me actually see what this word means, because I heard it, but I want to be sure. Because people got a question, you know, like what is marrying, joining marriage, join together, combine harmoniously. So people joining together, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And actually someone told, like 2021 was spike of marriages, but this year even more so. Many marriages happen. Another sign. For the pick until the day that Noah entered the ark. So it's going to be keep happening. That's why these things happening quickening all the times, including with the marriages. It's going to be happening even to the point of rapture. And it's coming quickly. You see these things quickening in bigger and bigger and bigger amount of them, closer it gets to the rapture. And faster. Because God quickening times. And did not know until the flood came and took them all away, those who've been marrying and giving in marriage, but not paying attention that they should serve the Lord God instead of their desires and flesh needs, you know. And anticipated lifestyle, essentially. And it came, you know, the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken, another left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. one will be taken and other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. So you don't know the hour when the Lord coming, but you surely must be prepared, and you have to serve him. That also includes, for example, not doing any customary work through the Sabbath. It's lawful to do good on Sabbath, but not customary work. So there's a difference there, for example. Now, further depicted, again, if you know when the master comes, you will be, you know, prepared for it. And for depicted, therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming and at an hour you do not expect. So the ones who are in this world and cares of this world gonna be caught off guard, but the ones who constantly seeking the Lord and waiting for him, he's coming, they're already ready. He's coming for bride already ready, okay, we raptured, okay, let's go. And that's exactly where it is now. That's what I'm noticing now, like in this, like, what is, like, again, like, from this December 17. And I'm going to say about that movie, you know, but the mindset of this normal coming back, people wanting normal come back. We want normality. We want, again, be in this world. I don't know. You might gonna regret that choice when Christ comes. And that's the fact. So I might as well come back to him, you know, and study Word of God and do Word of God. For the depicted, who then is faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly I say to you, that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunkards, meaning with people who into having, let's say, alcoholism problems, but not the ones who having problems, but the ones who are purposely doing that, knowing what they do and still do it. Knowing that it's bad and still do it. The master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him off, and will cut him in two, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So it's talking about, in other words, it's talking about like population, but here it's talking specifically weeping and gnashing of teeth, those who say they're doing Word of God, but not actually doing it in action. Say they're following Christ, but actually indulging themselves in this alcoholism, drugs using, sexual immoralities, witchcraft, various sorts of sadness, you know, or I don't know what else you would take, addictions, you know. Which can be, for example, even gaming, video gaming addiction. Because in that manner, you care more about video game rather than serving the Lord God. So again, same thing. If you waken up, you have 16 hours. Of these 16 hours, you 14 hours working for the Lord, or 12 hours working for the Lord. Maybe, you know, here and there you need to do something. And only 2 hours playing video games. Okay, you know, you're just chilling. But you did a lot of work. You serving the Lord God. You just now resting, you know. So you would be refreshed next day work. But if opposite way, if you doing the work for the Lord just 2 hours, and 14 or 12 hours you just playing video games, it's dissipated lifestyle. Makes sense? Makes sense. So Christ warned about these things. You better people wake up. Now, quite an intro, I know, almost hour, but again, when the Holy Spirit moves, it moves you. Now, I want to read this. In James 4, verse 7 till 10. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Meaning, read Word of God, observe it carefully, do it practically, and he will come closer to you. That's what I experienced last night. Again, private stuff. I'm going to speak about. I'm going to speak only when things happen. That's how I am. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Those who say they're doers of the word of God, but not actually doing it. Just talking, just flapping the gums, but not actually doing work. Lament and mourn and weep for same double-minded and sinners. By the way, we all are sinners. We all fall short in the glory of God. But we must be perfected through His word. And I had this conversation, you know, last night with a woman of my life, and I was like, and we can't be perfect, she said. But I said, yeah, but we can be perfect without flesh being changed. But we can be perfected even if it is, like, for example, one day left till rapture, and we now at 60% perfected, but next day we can be 60.1%. It's already more. So there's always where to be perfected. And of course, He will perfect us when time comes now, but we must show that we understand what He did on the cross by our actions. And I'm talking about He, Jesus Christ. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Ironically, that's what rapture is, lifting up. He will rescue you from the wrath that's coming in tribulation period. Now, further was depicted in James 5, verse 7, verse 7 till 11. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door, Jesus Christ. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. Imagine all these things, now we're going to have to endure till the end comes, waiting for the Lord. And all things in between, that your personal battles, whether it's physical or spiritual. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. So first He tested him, gave power to Satan, like, you can do this, but you can't touch your job. You can have his life. You just can't do it. And he went all through all of this now and still did not bless him, God. And God blessed him even more than he had. Like, likewise, now right now what you have, like these past 2 years is a test from the Lord. Are you going to be focusing in this world and this normal coming back? Or are you going to be focusing into Him? And it's really showed now, like in it literally separated the goats from the sheep. Now further depicted in James 5, verse 13 till 16. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? So if you suffer, we need to pray to God in Jesus Christ's name privately, while no more sinning, having no part of doubt, believing that you receive what you asked for, and give God thanks in advance. But of course, it has to be done from your heart and from your perspective, sincerely, because it's personal relationship with Jesus Christ, not to other third person, as it's done in some false doctrines. Again, is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. So if you're cheerful, express it. Glorify God. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Now again, it's not talking here about a building. It's talking about people who committed their lives to Christ and know how you need to pray, and it has to be done not by you, but through Christ. But you're doing the prayer. And you're putting your faith and trust in Him. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, and faith, by the way, is belief. So instead of you believing that you already received what you asked for. So that's when you see all these miracles, when person prays and through prayer of faith in Jesus Christ, and immediately on the spot person gets healed. Immediately. I experienced myself this when I prayed over myself when I was in a troublesome situation where my finger was squashed between two metal galvanized metals attachments, and my finger did not broke immediately on the spot. I don't know what, the best way I can explain this. God supernaturally changed the temporarily, of course, changed the finger structure and its substance and all atoms, so it would be measuring the same measure of that galvanized metal. Thing finished now, and it came back normal now. But he can do miracles on the spot. If you pray, if it's prayer of faith, and you no more sinning, having no part doubt, believing to receive what you ask for, and give what text and address, and praying to God in Jesus Christ's name. If you're, for example, if your prayer has all these things, but it's not in Jesus Christ's name, it's vanity. Further, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Like in my case. Some say, well, there's diseases, there are people still getting sick. I don't know about that now. I'm multiple times anyone says to me, well, be careful because you're getting sick. And I'm saying, no, in Jesus Christ, I will not get sick. And I'm never getting sick. Further depicted, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of righteous man avails much. Righteous man. So if you are not righteous and you keep sinning, your prayer also is vanity. You have to pay attention to these things. Are you really praying how you should be praying according to the word of God? Or are you thinking you're praying well and you're still missing rewards from the Lord? Now, further, let me see. Further is depicted in 1 Peter 1, verse 3 to 12. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. So everything is in heaven you have, and Lord showed me what I have in heaven, some things that my wife gonna have, you know, and it's incorruptible there, but in here it would be corrupting, because on top of that it's gonna be tested through the fire here. It's gonna be like thieves now, rooting is just, everything here is vanity. But living in heaven is eternal. So, reserved in heaven for you, incorruptible inheritance, and the fire that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And again, I had vision, robe of righteousness, glorified body, seal of living God on the forehead. He showed me these things. It's going to be revealed the way it was shown to me in the most darkest time, which I assume even in such country in Lithuania going to be blackout, electricity going to be shut down, but I assume maybe it's going to be some sort of EMP weapon or something. That's how it looks like. Because I had even visions about other cities, there's going to be like even in Lithuania, like Kaunas, it's going to be blackout. And I think similar way is going to be in USA. Because on the streets, I remember vision, there was no light. There was only military men inside, like a lobby of like first aid, you know, help those buildings. But then there was, I assume, some generator or something, you know, that to generate, you know, electricity, or some extra additional like unit or something that was powering that building. But anyway, so it's going to be revealed in the last time in all these glorified bodies. When there's a point of time. Till that time, you have to do the work for him. Now, further depicted, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love. So even if you've not seen him yet, again, my case now, a little bit, I would say I've seen him, but not a face, no. You have to realize that, again, these all gold can be perishing away, even if it's digitized Bitcoin, or whatever, you know, like all these other cryptocurrencies, it's also going to be perishing with these servers where it's holding. All of it going to be perishing. Doesn't matter what shape or form it's going to be, it will be perishing and melting. Do you realize this? And people saw it, you know, like, and I assume it's going to be the situation where individuals who've been so much investing in these currencies in tribulation time, when all literally MP is going to be hit at, those digitalized currencies are going to be worth nothing. And that's just the fact. And people are going to be coming back to some other formula or something. You know, I think it's going to be like, well, it's like silver, gold or silver standard, like some tokens, I think you even spoke of. Like, again, I'm not economist about these things now, like by any means now, but people who know this stuff know better. So anyway, focus on Christ, because if it's tested through fire and it's still going to be sustaining, you will receive a lot of rewards in heaven, where everything eternal over here is perishing. And further depicted, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And I want to mention this now, Holy Spirit reminded me this, that in heaven, this full infrastructure, and I spoke about this, I think, in which one? I think it's 211 podcast, but I can't remember because I made so much already. But it's reunion of Jesus Christ, I think. Reunion of the Church of Jesus Christ or something like that podcast I made. Thumbnail gonna be like four people in the field, like in grain field or something. And there I described it literally. There's full infrastructure. Buildings, roads, vehicles, workplaces, everybody know where they have to work, you know. Everybody knows everything. Like, it's like big family in that whole physical place. Well, it's spiritual place because it's not in heaven, it's other dimension. It's more than physical. So, anywho, further depicted, of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. So imagine, even angels desire to look what Holy Spirit through the Lord God reveals to you. And that's the case now, like, and I believe 100%, because I had some encounters with some people that they're having these visions, but they're thinking, oh, it's probably I was just tired. Where actually when they're describing, and I know that what they're saying, because I studied the Word of God, they're actually seeing tribulation snippet. For example, thieves breaking into houses and breaking windows. Literally God shaking them from this slumberness. And I assume it's happening worldwide. That's why probably, you know, even usage of psychotropic substances spiking. Because God literally shaking them to the core that they would stop doing this and would wake up and start asking questions and knowing about the Word of God and Jesus Christ and accepting Him as their Lord and Savior. So they would be saved. Their souls would be saved. You know, it's very very tough, you know, thing to say, but that's the reality. Now, further depicted in First Peter two. Is depicted in verse 4 till 8. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he who believes on him, on Jesus Christ, and believe means commit your life to Jesus Christ, by no means be put to shame. That's why also comes you have to do word of God, perform. Therefore, if you don't want to be put to shame, therefore, to you who believe, and of course commit your life to Christ by observing carefully all word of God, His perfect law, and doing it, not just some snippets, not just 10 commandments, all word of God is His commandment, His word from beginning. Therefore, to you who believe and do word of God, He is precious, but to those who are disobedient, meaning those who are not doing word of God, not committing their life to Christ, not accepting Him as Lord and Savior, and including even receiving stingeration, mark of the beast, or other forms is going to be, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. So they stumble, those who are not doing word of God, being disobedient to the word of God, to which they also were appointed. So people were appointed to do word of God, but because they're rejecting it, for them it's offensive. And that's the thing, that's exactly why, and many people are probably going to get tired now, but every single time I'm going to do this now. Because this podcast is not to offend, this podcast is to open understanding and what's coming, what's happening, and that time is running short and you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior if you want to be raptured and saved from this perishing world. Like I can tell you, like, right now, at this time, in country where I am, which is March 19th, should be already grass. There's not yet grass. It's almost like, literally, like, after like a heat wave, scorched. So, further was depicted. In 1 Peter 3, like rapture is coming, people, and these things happening, and things that I described, and you can see in the news. It's not coincidence. These things quickening because Christ is coming to rapture his people, his bride, those who commit their life to him and truly following him, picking up their cross, sinning no more, and following Jesus Christ daily. Following what word of God says to do in their specific situations, and every single person's situation is going to be different. That's why every single person has to study themselves, word of God, understanding what they have to do in their specific situations through word of God. Depicted, 1 Peter 3, verse 13 till 17. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Oh, I've been shredded. I've been shredded, people. But nevertheless, I forgive every single of these people. Because it's depicted by purity of your hands, even the one who is not innocent will be saved. But not because of you, because of Christ, what he did on the cross. And people, even if they're left in tribulation, many people seen visions where people who been denying, being in ignorance, in tribulation, remembering what you said for them, and even by that thing that you said before tribulation started, they will remember, see Christ, and through Christ will be saved even in the last second. So, everything we do now matters for the Lord. For depicted, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, hope through Jesus Christ, with meekness and fear. Humbly and fearing the Lord God. Because you know, if you will not obey Him, then you are in trouble. And His word. Having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, even you suffer for righteousness' sake. When they defame you as evildoers, those who are not doing the word of God, obviously, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. And oh, it's coming. Lord actually revealed to me some of these visions that still yet to come, where people who said most ridiculous things you can possibly can imagine be ashamed. Oh, they will. In Lord God's appointed time, because vengeance and recompense is His, not yours. For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good, for doing word of God and be suffering for Christ's sake, than for doing evil and not doing word of God. Because if you suffering for not for doing evil, that's clear evidence of course for disobedience. That's why some individuals perished from this 2-year plague. Because they not be paying attention and it's depicted more clearly was. Hide yourselves for a little, for a season, until the indignation is past. These 2 years was indignation from the Lord for people who not doing word of God. And it went through the all spheres of life, literally changed everything. Normal, you have to remember this, people. Normal is not coming back. Get it inside your mind. Normal is not coming back. Better is coming, but only through Christ, not through these great resets or whatever it's going to be. It's going to be horrific. And you don't want to be left behind, people. Now, further was depicted in 1 Peter, let's see, 1 Peter 4, verse 7 till 11. But the end of all things is at hand, therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. Watch out that you're praying accordingly, not while you're still sinning, or definitely don't pray not in any other name, but pray in Jesus Christ's name. So your prayers would be heard, because Jesus Christ is only mediator between God and human and man. Which man is not only man, like male man, but man is mankind, man male and female, mankind. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Instead of hating someone, love them, even if they despitefully saying things at you, even if they like accusing you, like, oh, you're doing evil, oh, it's gonna be this, oh, it's gonna be this, oh, it's gonna be like this, what if gonna be that happening? That's just made by fleshly mind, by not knowing even where you yourself going. Because if you really know word of God and you're applying it, then you know where you're going, and then you don't have even such thoughts ever. You're trusting in the Lord. He knows starting of time when he made creation, and he knows the end times, and he knows when tribulation starts, when it finishes, when the rapture happens, everything he knows. He knows even what you today are going to be eating, or what you're going to be drinking, or when you're going to be drinking, or when you're going to go, when nature goes, like he knows all these things. So you have nothing to be fear of. You have to do your part, and he will do his part. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. Again, forgive other people now, and I'll help them. Be hospitable, like if you see someone, like, for example, I don't know, having a hard time working with something physical, go ahead and help, because they probably need your help. If you see someone having a hard time, you know, like preparing the table, like there's much to do, go ahead and help. People will remember this. And you, by doing that, so you're ministering by your actions, showing Christ is in you. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, of course, it's gift through of eternal life, but same time, every of us has different gifts. So, and for the depicted, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So, wherever you appointed, there you have to work. And definitely don't go in area where you're not appointed. Because you yourself putting you in that situation where you wasn't appointed from God in the first place. And that's exactly why when you're sending, for example, and I had this experience multiple times where just sending in that company. Nope. Because God don't want you to be in that position, because he knows where you're good at and he knows where you're bad at. And those positions that you've been rejected, God simply saving you from being in place where you have no clue what you do. instead of being in a place where you have all clue what you're doing, you have all the tools and you naturally good at by what he supplied for you. Further depicted in 1 Peter 5, verse 5 to 6, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders, yes, all of you be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Even if it is, for example, you're having chill time, and, I don't know, like, people who, you know, playing video games, for example, one thing when you're using it vanity, but other thing when you're showing gesture that you're helping other person. Maybe there's some accumulation of points, even if it's vanity. But the intent matters. And that's what makes a difference now between just vanity time or actually making a profound, natural impact on people on behalf of Christ. Now, further depicted, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So anything you need something, you have like lack of something, say to him. Again, to God, in Jesus Christ's name, privately, while no more sinning, having no part thereof, believing that you receive what you asked for, and give God thanks in advance. In your way, it has to be from your heart, not like copy-paste poems. How are you talking, like how you would be talking with a friend? Because if you're doing word of God, he is your friend, Christ is your friend. Now, further, you know, finishing this podcast, 1 Peter 5, verse 8 till 11. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So you have to do the work, but you have to use template of word of God. Resisting devil, being vigilant, being sober, standing fast in your faith, again, faith in Christ, believe in Christ, commit your life to Christ by applying all word of God. It is instruction for life, essentially, through this world, this wilderness, essentially. And, you know, after you suffered a while, endured, he will perfect you, establish you, strengthen, and settle you. True word of God. If you're going to participate yourself. All right. So that's what is word of God now. Like, and word of God is not religion. It is simply instruction of healthy lifestyle to receiving all promises. That's all it is. But it takes time, you know, like sometimes it takes 2 weeks, sometimes it takes 2.5 years. Everything has perfect timing with God. So anywho, you know, like I mentioned, you know, don't forget study Word of God yourselves. If you ask me, King James Version or New King James Version. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Believe that what he did on cross, his atonement for your souls, the washing away your sins, his burial, resurrection, ascending to heaven, and give you eternal life. Choose to sin no more. Observe carefully all word of God, practically do it, perform it, reject Mark of the Beast, whether it's sting operations, patches, microchips, smart IDs, whatever the case, with what interfacing with your body, without which you will not be able to buy or sell, reject that stuff, according to word of God as depicted. And you know, pray that you would be accounted worthy to escape hour of trial, all these things, the 7 year prayer tribulation, and soon rapture takes place. At any point it can happen. Because of how things are accumulating in the world, you have to be always ready every single day. There's no breaks in there. And soon he will take us home. Now, of course, don't forget to pray about one another. Or maybe you need something again. How to pray to God in Jesus Christ's name, privately, while no more sinning, having no part thereof, believing that you receive what you ask for, and give God thanks in advance. But pray from heart. You yourself doing this, not copy-paste of any poems. And of course, don't forget to preach full gospel of kingdom gospel salvation, all word of God is that gospel, to all four corners of earth. And lead as many as possible to Jesus Christ. And of course, if you like this video and this podcast, make sure to press like, subscribe for the channel for future podcasts. Press bell button so you'd be notified when I upload new podcasts. Comment down below, but please from sober mind, I accept every single comment. If you have friends or relatives or coworkers that also hear about this podcast topics, make sure to share this podcast and channel with them. It will be beneficial for them in the long term. Again, if you're looking for products like t-shirts, hoodies, pillows, comforters, mugs, socks, duffel bags, a bunch of stuff, Redbubble shop in the description section down below. I'll take a little bit pause and I'll continue painting new design now that I'm doing, you know, for the link I will release as well that one now, because, you know, rapture can happen any day, we have to keep working for them. So you can get those in there now. I hold in prices as low as possible now, so everybody would be able to get it now. I'm not the ones from greedy ones, you know, at all. As well, PayPal, if you want to support me directly, will be in the description section, as well Bible study gold papers for you to get. As well, link in the description section with scriptures from both of that. And of course, social media, Instagram, me and Twitter, mainly me and Twitter. I share the other people messages from the Lord, people testimonies read from the Lord, other podcasts, important messages that boost my heart and leads people to Christ. And of course, Healing Frequency Music, Beat for Us, YT4S as artist. I speak about that in 56th podcast. This frequency is 444 Hertz. I'm 56th podcast anyway, adding instructions. Again, if some technical issues there, contact me through social media. I will send you them directly. The songs are, again, Beat for Us, YT4S as artist, trance, dance, EDM, techno. It's Chinese, Japanese, Middle East, India, and Egypt, if I remember correctly, from these locations, instruments. It's instrumental music, 150 BPM for those who, you know, geeky ones need to, you know, beat per minute, you know, of the song. So it's going to be linked for Spotify playlist, all these 19 songs there in the description section, but of course it's available also, again, Beat4S, YT4S as artist. It's available not only Spotify, but also iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, YouTube Music, Napster, Color Music, and Shazam platforms. So all this, you know, all these platforms, it's available also there. So all these links are going to be in the description section. And thanks for taking heed. Now, when Holy Spirit moves, you have to record them. So thanks for taking heed. Thanks for watching. I hope you learned a lot. And you know, till rapture happens, I see you in the next one.